A question we sometimes get asked. It is usually put as an accusation, but we are being optimistic here, so let's reframe it as a question, is, why don't you write more positive stories about Squamish? We also get asked why we aren't more negative about local government and the like, but let's stick with the question at hand for now. First off, we do share positive stories. Our In the Community section on our website is full of feel-good stories. But we also acknowledge that if you added them up, there are likely more pieces that shine some negative light on this changing town. The reasons for that are complex but can be broken down into two main themes. One is that people must be willing to go on the record for there to be a story, letter, column, etc. Thus, more folks contact journalists about things that bother them, and are willing to say so publicly, than people who want to write a letter or be in a story about the opposite. There is no story without folks being on the record. Secondly, and more importantly, it is the nature of news to look at multiple perspectives of things. There are so many people whose job is to spin things to just be positive about the town, province, country, etc. Government stats show nearly 202,000 people in Canada work in advertising, marketing and public relations. If you lump authors, editors and journalists into one category, you still only get about 51,000 folks working in those fields in Canada. In Squamish, folks at the District, Tourism Squamish, the Chamber, the Downtown Business Association, and so on, have staff dedicated to sharing positive news, or at least looking on the bright side of things. Not to mention all the businesses and other organizations that fill social media with their positivity. And good for them. We need those rays of sunshine in our lives. But not many of us are trying to give voice to the voiceless, or trying to give other sides of an issue. That means giving an outlet to those whose goal is not necessarily to celebrate Squamish. Perhaps that is why Squamish social media and forums are particularly, shall we say, harsh? People need an outlet for their anger and fears. This town is going through growing pains, and it is causing real hardship for some folks. We can't ignore that, though some may like us to. If you have questions about the news, email editor@squamishchief.com. Jennifer Thuncher is a Squamish journalist and editor of the Squamish Chief.